Proclamation number 7623 of 16th of June, 1960. Activity of the beings of light. Spreading the truth. In the spiritual world there are the kingdoms of light and darkness. For the spirit's apostasy from me created the kingdom of darkness, whereas previously everything was light and there was only beatitude for the beings. And the bliss consisted of the flooding of all beings with light, for light constantly emanates from me as the original source of light, and every being was permeated by my divine light of love. When, as a result of the spiritual being's apostasy from me, it also rejected the light of love because the spiritual being closed itself to this radiation, it fell into a state of darkness, it lost all realization, the being's thinking became confused and the darkness became ever more dense the further they strove away from me, the stronger their resistance to me and my illumination of love became. The kingdom of darkness arose which encompassed all those beings who had thus turned away from me of their own will, who could no longer be enlightened by me because they were in resistance to me and thus also outside my circle of love. And this kingdom of darkness will exist as long as there are still unredeemed spiritual beings, because darkness is simply the state of being distant from God. Because there can be no light outside of me, who is the original light from eternity. As soon as a being has found its way back to me again, as soon as its will turns towards me and has striven for and attained the form of perfection, it will also find itself in the kingdom of light again, for it has entered my circle of love again and allows itself to be permeated by my strength of love as it once was. And then it is also blissful again, as it was in the beginning. It is in the light, i.e., in fullest realization, it knows everything, it knows all correlations, it knows its destiny. My will and now also seeks to comply with my will in everything, because it has entered my will itself through its approach to me. Thus it can no longer act other than in my will. Then it will also be active as my co-worker itself, then it will pass on the light which now constantly flows into the being through me, for it sees in it a delightful activity. It sees in it its task to bring light into the darkness in order to also help the being in darkness to bring it redemption from its torment. For the being suffers from darkness, even if it has voluntarily thrown itself into it, yet its original state was light, and only then can it feel bliss again when the divine light of love shines through it again. The light can now shine dimly and it can shine super brightly. I.e., I can only illuminate a being dimly if its degree of love and maturity is not yet very high. However, I can also grace it with the highest abundance of light, according to its maturity. But light remains light. Anyone who has once received light, who is once again struck by my transmigration of love, will also attain a certain realization, and this will and must correspond to the truth, because my transmigration of light of love is nothing other than placing the being into a state of light in which it attains the right realization. Thus false knowledge could never be imparted to it through my illumination. For wrong knowledge is darkness of spirit, but then one cannot speak of a spirit of light if it is still in the state of darkness. Hence a being of light can never pass on wrong spiritual knowledge, only its realization can still be limited. Which, however, excludes the fact that such a being seeks to spread something untrue, instead, it then restrains itself. for it only ever transmits light from me to where there is still darkness. It will then do so to a limited extent but never give itself away to pass on knowledge which does not correspond to the truth. Thus untruth will never be conveyed to earth by a being of light, but beings of darkness can disguise themselves as beings of light, and then caution is always advised. But you can recognize these beings as soon as they convey in true teachings to earth. You only need to pay attention to what they proclaim to you and how the transmission to earth happens. Every being of light will want to convey the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation into the darkness, for salvation through him is what people should strive for during their earthly life. And finding this redemption is their earthly life task. For it then transfers the being into the state of light again. Every being of light only ever fulfills my will, and thus it also has to proclaim according to my will if it wants to be active as my messenger. And my will is only ever that you find salvation through Jesus Christ during your earthly life. Therefore, anyone who proclaims on my behalf is also qualified to do so as a bearer of light, that is, his degree of light is so high that he has fullest realization and cannot convey any error. Anyone who has not yet reached this degree will not be allowed to teach in such a way that people on earth receive instructions through the Spirit. And you should check whether the working of the Spirit underlies the conveyances which reach people from the spiritual kingdom, for then the same truth will and must always be the evidence that my Spirit is at work. If contradictions can be ascertained, then caution is also advised, because unspirits can easily intervene if a person declares himself willing to be a medium who cannot yet demonstrate the degree of maturity which allows my Spirit to walk in him. And often teachings are spread through such mediums which are completely erroneous and therefore require an awakened spirit in order to be exposed as error. For Jesus Christ's act of salvation is invalidated by such teachings which try to make credible a repeated life on earth as a human being, which can arbitrarily be put back again and again until the human being's final perfection. For such teachings belittle the significance of the divine act of salvation and can therefore also be recognized as misguided teachings by anyone who seriously strives for truth. A spirit of light will never convey such a teaching to earth because it does not correspond to truth, because the soul of light only teaches according to my will and everything it imparts to other beings is only ever the pure truth from me, for it is permeated by my light of love and cannot pass on anything but truth. And a spirit of light is also only admitted to instruct people when it stands in brightest realization. When it receives my flow of love power, my divine word, through him and thus he only announces to people what I myself want to announce to them. Amen.